Hi, my name is Aria. I'm from Cranston, Rhode Island, and I'll be singing If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys. Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within. I've been there before. I've had a life's a bore, so full of the superficial. Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby, if I ain't got you, baby. Some people want diamond rings, some just want everything, but everything means nothing if I ain't got you.
Okay, that was Aria. I'm really pleased that Aria auditioned because, as you'll see if you guys listen to Perform It, I say that I've liked Aria's voice more and more. And this is another example of a really good audition, and several other contestants could learn from you and your power. Yeah. Dylan, what'd you think?
I feel like I've never heard you talk before. It's weird. I like your speaking voice a lot. I'm sure I have, but it's just, it's
you
weird.
Have? Sing it? No, sing it, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. We could.
She was a judge for the whole
season. Okay. Anyway. I love your voice. I think this show would be not nearly as good if you were not on the show.
And Autumn, what did you think?
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I'm an Aria fan. I think that your voice is, I don't know. I feel like you have like so many like layers to your voice, because I used to think that your voice was only like this really heavy sounding voice, which works really well for this song that you just performed, which like I just did this song on a show not long ago and you just fucking blew me out of the water. Like, it was really good. I really like
language.
The belt.
Language.
I'm sorry. I was just really impressed. God, Dylan. Jeez.
Okay.
I'm the one saying geez anyway, but then I've heard you say recently, you know, like, and you just made your voice sound like really light and like really dainty sounding, and so I just feel like you have lots of different aspects to your voice. I feel like I'd like to learn even more about your voice.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow.
So,
like, Dylan, oh my god.
Dylan, yes or no?
Yes, it's a yes.
Yes, I did critique. Autumn, yes or no?
Yes. Easy
and
yes.
Yeah, I say another. Easy yes. So well done. Congratulations. You're through to the next round and you're in the 3 Yes Club. No surprise there.
President.
Hello, I am Omega Jones, or Omi Bright 09, and I am from St. Louis, Missouri. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag? Drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin? Like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screen, but no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? 'Cause there's a spark in you. You just got to ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night. Like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make them go, oh, 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 as you shoot across the sky. I, baby you're a firework. Come on, show them what you're worth. you're gonna leave me falling down, out, out.
Okay, that was Omi Pride 09, singing Katy Perry. I thought this is quite good. I've heard Omi sing quite a few times, and I think that this is probably one of the best I've heard him, apart from when he was duetting with me not so long ago. I'm quite impressed with this audition. I think it's good. Dylan?
I think in the last year since I've known you, you've gotten so much better as a singer, so much stronger, and you're so much more consistent. And I think it's a shame that you've never won a competition. I think now is the time, Omi Pride 09. You just have to not drop out. But if you can not drop out, I think you have a good chance of winning this competition.
Take up your arms, Omi Pride.
Oh, and Autumn.
Choose your weapon.
Oh, I thought it was really good. Can you do it, man? Sorry.
What?
He won Can You Duet.
He won.
Oh, well, I really liked this. I agree that this is like one of the best things I've ever heard you on. I'm not really sure what it was. Maybe it's just like the music, because like
there was no music.
I know. I'm saying that the fact that there was no music, that you can actually, it's like peeled back. You can actually hear like all the little aspects of his voice. But I really liked this. I thought that it was really good.
Okay, so Autumn, yes or no?
Yes.
Dylan, yes or no? Yes. Oh, yeah. And I say yes as well. So welcome to the 3 Yes Club.
Queen of the 3 Yes Club.
What?
Queen?
Queen.
Queen of the 3 Yes Club.
Okay, so Aria's the president and then Omi's the queen.
Yes, okay. As it should be.
Well, we have four contestants left, so maybe we can find... Three.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe we can find a prince and a princess.
Sorry, Ray.
Three. Oh, right, whatever. We're moving on.
Ray.
I'm a 14-year-old girl living in Scarborough, North Yorkshire. My name is Tilly Jackson. My musical hero is Hilary Duff. I'm going to sing the first verse and the chorus of Someone Like You by Adele. I heard that you're settled down, that you've found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Old friend, why so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I hope to see your face and that you be reminded that for me, it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg, I'll remember you said. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
Okay, and that was Tilly Jackson, hailing from North Yorkshire. So, well done. I thought this was a really good audition. I think that you sound better than some of the people that we've put through that are older than you, which I'm not going to mention any names because that would be mean.
Rude.
Stop laughing at my laugh. Right, okay. I think that was actually a really, really good audition. I would have liked to have had more power on that chorus, because obviously it's a belty chorus, but actually, you know, you've got a really good quality of voice and I really liked it. So, Autumn, what do you think?
I really liked this as well. I think you have loads of potential, and I think you have a really nice voice to begin with. I don't think that you were like over singing or anything like that. I think that it was really good, and I don't even think that we have to say that it's good for a kid, because I think that it's good for a person.
And Dylan.
Actually, I don't know that you needed the belt on the chorus, but I think you needed to take the verse down a little bit and make it softer, because Clary has this thing called Light and Shade.
More softer.
I know, it's late. But you want to, like, build it, and it was all kind of one level. I do think that you should have a better musical idol because I think that you're better than Hillary Duff is, and I don't think you should be better than the person you look up.
She's going to love that because she's a young girl, and she's going to absolutely love that you said that she's better than Hillary Duff. You should be Hillary
Duff's idol.
You're better than Hillary Duff.
I'm sorry. They take the mick out of, just so that you know, Tilly, they take the mick out of my accent all the time. So.
I wasn't making fun of you anyway.
Yeah, accent. Well, they both do. I wouldn't recommend listening to all of the rest of the show because you are young and those two have been swearing. But I'll send it in an email. If you did listen to the whole show, you will hear that they do take the mick out of my accent all the time. So don't, you know, be upset. She's young. You can't be nasty to her like that.
I didn't.
Yes, you can.
All right. So we'll cut to the chase. Dylan, yes or no?
Yes, easily.
And Autumn, yes or no?
Yes, definitely.
And
definitely,
I'm going to say yes, which I think makes you the smallest member. Oh, actually, I don't know, because Miriam's probably quite short too. So I don't know. She did get three yeses, didn't she, Miriam?
Nope.
Yeah.
Did she not? Oh, did you say no?
Yes, she did.
I said no.
You said no the first time we critiqued the guest this you last can be time.
Oh, I was converted.
Wow. Or whatever. You can be the mini version of the princess of the three yes club. So congratulations, you're through. Well done.
Yay. Hey, everybody. My name is William, or Will as some of you know me as. I'm currently living in Auburn, Alabama, attending Auburn University as a full-time student. And besides that, I am really excited for this show, and I can't wait to see how everybody does. Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
Okay, and that was Will singing that classic song, The Way You Look Tonight, which is a song that makes my mum cry. Dylan, your verdict, please.
You're a super nice guy. Like, I like that so much about you. I really like you so much as a person. I like you as a singer a lot as well. I think that this was a really good song for your voice. I love hearing you on the more classic sounding stuff. I hope you stick with that genre if you go through tonight, because I think you're an amazing singer. And I'm glad to hear from you again.
Okay, Autumn.
Yeah, I really liked this as well, and I agree that you do have like a really classy sound to your voice. And I did really like this. One thing I'd say is don't let your vibrato get away from you. It never did, but it was close. But it was good. I liked it.
Okay. Yeah, so I thought this was really, really good too. I think, yeah, I do agree with what Autumn said about your vibrato. So just think about that. But I do think you've got a really, really good voice. So I think we may have found our prince of the three yes club, but we will wait. Yeah. We will wait and see. But I'm going to say yes. Dylan.
Yes.
Autumn.
Yes.
Yes. You're the prince of the three yes club. It's amazing.
All right, calm down. Okay. Calm down.
Absolutely. Well done. You are the
10
you are
minutes in. Ago.
Can we listen to his audition again? You.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So well done. You're through to the next round.
Hello, all. My name is Rochelle, also known as Rochelle Euler. I'm 21 years old, and I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, and I really like doing ridiculous songs for my audition songs. You see, I never thought that I could walk through fire. I never thought that I could take a burn. I never had the strength to take it higher. Until I reach the point of no return. And there's just no turning back. when your heart's under attack. Gonna give everything I have, it's my destiny. I will never say never, I will fight till forever. Whenever you knock me down, I will not stay on the ground. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, 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 and never say never.
And that was Rochelle Yeller singing an unknown song to me. I don't know it, but I thought it was really good. But I've always liked Rochelle, so I do think that was good. And I think she's got a lot better since we've heard her from the beginning. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You're an idiot. She's still on performance.
No, I think she's... I mean, since I was trying to think of when the first time I heard her, but I don't actually know when that was. So I just said, I was going to say
she's
something like a year ago or something. But, like, I remembered I don't actually know how long it's been. So I just said since the beginning.
All right, this is a long-winded explanation for something.
Okay, so, yeah, I really, really liked it. I thought it was a good audition. Dylan, what do you think?
For you, it's effortless, Rochelle. I really get the sense that you just open your mouth and amazing things come out of it. My only nitpicky critique, the same thing I said to Nani, is sometimes you add consonants, like you said hits instead of its. I'm like, why is hitting going on in this song? That was my only critique. I loved it this otherwise.
Okay. And Autumn?
I like this. I mean, you know I love you, Rochelle, so what's the point? I thought this audition was a little sloppy. I thought it was a little sloppy sounding. But I like
it. That's how you like it, though.
And that's how I like it. And I love Rochelle.
Okay, well.
She's sloppy.
Well, I'm going to say yes. Autumn, you are going to say?
Princess, yes.
Prince, yes.
And
Prince, yes.
Dylan says?
Yes.
So you are now the princess of the Three Yes Club. Princess, yes. Well done. Congratulations. Amazing. Okay, so we have now officially heard all of the contestants for the first round of The X Factor. There was quite a few. I'm not going to count them, but there were several. We've had to narrow it down. I wanted to narrow it down to around final 24, because I'm going to divide you up between the three of us judges. But we've actually had a few extras. So we actually have a final 26, which means that two of the judges have got extra people on their team. But no matter what happens... Once the next round will be everybody narrowing it down to a final four. So even if they started with more, they will end up with four. That's the same. It just means they have to say no to an extra person. So I'm going to announce the lists now. So I'm going to start with... would you like me to just tell you your list? Or do you want me to go through each person and say who they're going to?
I think it would be easier to just say teams.
Okay, yeah, we'll just go through the teams then. Okay, so I'm going to start with Autumn. This is going to be your list, and you are one of the judges that has an extra person. Okay?
Okay.
So, first person on the list for Autumn is Skywish.
Oh!
Second person on the list is Seaglass.
Oh!
You have Omi Pride 09.
Oh, yes. Dear God, this is not fair.
Then you have Princess Garnet. And then you have Theatre Bound. I think she was Theatre Bound 13 or 31, I can't remember. And then, next on your list, you have Audrey Golightly. You also have Aria.
Yes! Sorry.
Then you have Heather. And finally on your team, you have got our mini princess of the Three Yes Club, Tilly.
Yes, I got everyone awesome.
No, you cannot trade.
I'm not going to trade.
I better get Farrah and Nani. If I get Farrah and Nani, I'm happy.
No, all those people are awesome.
Okay. All right, so this is the team for Dylan Collins.
Come on.
So if you hear your name, this you are going to be on Dylan Collins' team. You've got to impress him for the next round.
Come on.
Okay. First of all, you've got Mr. Kitty.
Okay.
Then you've got Humility.
All right.
Then you have Rain.
Okay.
Mega Dizzy.
Okay.
Miriam.
Yes.
Sharp Cookies.
Okay.
Barry Tobin.
Okay.
Rochelle Yeller.
Uh-huh.
And because you get an extra person, you're the other person that has an extra person. I don't. Only you and Autumn have an extra person. Your final one is Farrah.
Yes! I got one of them. I got one of them.
Okay,
I got a good team.
if you've been listening, then you will know that if your name hasn't been mentioned, that means you're on my team. So my team consists of Read to Me, Silver Soulbird, Oh My God, Awkward Turtle, Gus, Will, Pharaoh, Blue Man 39, and Nani.
Wow.
Okay. So those
my
are the three
best.
Teams.
My team's the best.
Those are the three teams. Before I talk about the next round, I'm going to allow Autumn to say goodbye because she has to go to work. So you want to say goodbye, Autumn?
Yeah, goodbye. I'm so glad that this is awesome. Okay.
Do you have any advice? Before you go, do you have any advice for those people that are on your team? Any advice for their songs for the next round? Because it's original songs, music. Sorry, not original. Why do I keep saying that?
What are you doing?
Song of your choice.
Okay, song of your choice. If you need help picking a song or if you need notes or anything, you can email me at any time.
I'll email the address.
Are they allowed to ask her advice?
They can do that because we're in teams now. Yeah, you're in teams now.
Yeah, they're on my team. So anyway, you can, you know, ask me for advice, anything like that. Just email me anytime. I'm really quick about responding. Make sure that you record in MP3 format.
All this will be in the email.
It will be. Is this any personal messages that you want to give?
I know
you
that you're all gonna rock Melt Faces, so just send me that awesome stuff. Sorry that I talked about what's already in the email.
She's getting all technical. Recorded MP3 format.
Well, I just wanted to say because so many people recorded in like WMA and M4A, so that's why I said that.
Okay, so let's everybody say goodbye to Autumn now. Goodbye.
Right, bye. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hi, everybody. This is Princess Clary. Myself and Dylan actually recorded an extra bit after Autumn left to wish luck to the contestants and talk about the next round and everything, but it doesn't seem to have saved, so I will do it by myself. First of all, congratulations to everybody who got through to the next round. It's going to be tough, but because you're also brilliant, but we are going to have to narrow down this 26 to a final 12, that being four each, so four per judge for a final 12. And also commiserations to those who didn't get through. Please try again next time if we do another season. Do try again. A lot of you are quite young, so use this as an experience and, you know, build on what we said to you. If you don't think that we said enough or you don't think that we, because we didn't actually do very big critiques, to be fair. There was never the idea to do very big critiques in the early stage. If you are interested in hearing more about what we think and anything that we think could help you, then do let us know. Just send me an email, drop me a line. And yeah, we'll talk to you. That's fine. The next round, as I said, we're narrowing down this 26 to a final 12. The audience at home, behind the computer screen, is not involved in this process at the moment. But the round after that is where we actually begin the voting shows. And if you want to get people to vote for you, then you need to get them to sign up to VH because VH votes will count twice. Every vote on the VH poll is going to count twice. If you vote by email, that counts too, but that will only count once. And those are the only two ways that you can vote, by email or on VH. That's voicehollywood.org. If you're not a member, you really should go sign up because it will help you. This is all about people's votes, and quite a lot of the contestants that are in it are actually members. So if you're not, then you're going to put yourself at a disadvantage. So go and sign up. Of course, you don't have to. I'm just saying that it would be a very good idea if you want to progress in the competition. Last thing I will say is the next round is a song of your choice with music, due next Monday. I will detail all the times and everything in the email that I send probably tomorrow. If you don't have a very good recording quality, or if you're unsure how to record yourself singing with music so that it's not being picked up by your microphone, because your music should not be picked up by your microphone. You shouldn't just have it on a CD player in the background while you sing. You know, it needs to be separate, and that is possible. We can help you through it. There's free programs. You don't have to download, you know, anything. You don't have to pay for anything. You might have to download something, but you don't have to pay for anything. So let us know and we will help you with that. I think that's about all I need to say. So good luck to everybody who's through. And we will see you on the next show.